From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Retailers are reporting a surprisingly strong surge in sales in September. Among the chains with better-than-expected numbers, Macy's, Saks, and Abercrombie & Fitch. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist with PNC Financial Services.
There was a back-to-school shopping season that turned out to be decent, and usually that's a good prelude to what to expect in the all-important, you know, November-December holiday period.
Hoffman says holiday shoppers can expect deep discounts as retailers try to keep that surge in sales rolling. New claims for unemployment benefits have edged down about 2%, down to a seasonally adjusted level of 445,000. Danielle Carson says last week's drop was the fourth in the past 5 weeks.
Economists say the sustained declines are encouraging. Still, Wells Fargo economist Mark Vidner cautions not to get too excited.
445,000 jobless claims in a week is something that's typically associated with a severe recession, not what you would see in the first year of an economic recovery. So we still have a lot of work to do on the employment front.
Many economists say new claims need to drop below 400,000 for job growth, but at least they're heading in the right direction. Last year, they shot up above 600,000. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Eight insurgents are dead in Afghanistan after a NATO airstrike and a raid by ground troops. NATO says the dead include a senior Taliban leader accused of organizing a host of attacks against coalition forces. Today is the ninth anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan. Pentagon Press Secretary Jeff Morrill says U.S.-led forces are working at what he called an extraordinarily high pace there.
We have more troops than we have ever had before, conducting more operations than ever before, and the Taliban is clearly feeling it.
Pakistan's government says it's not yet ready to reopen a key border crossing into Afghanistan, despite apologies from the U.S. and NATO for an airstrike that killed two Pakistani soldiers. Two explosions at a Sufi shrine in southern Pakistan today have killed at least four people. The blasts in the city of Kandahar injured at least 20 others. This year's Nobel Prize in Literature goes to a prolific writer who once ran for president of Peru. NPR's Zoe Chase reports he's one of the most widely known authors in the Spanish language.
Mario Vargas Llosa wrote poems when he was young. His father famously responded by sending the boy to military school, where he spent two ghastly years gathering inspiration for his first novel, La Ciudad y los Perros, published in English as The Time of the Hero. Politically, Vargas Llosa was all over the map. Though he supported the Cuban Revolution in the 60s, he found himself running for president in 1990 as a leader of a coalition opposed to Peru's plan to nationalize the banking system. Back then, his opponents tried to use his works to defame the would-be president. Today, he's a winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature, having published novels, essays, and plays for more than 40 years. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
This is NPR. The toxic red sludge that emanated from a metals plant in western Hungary is now oozing into the Danube River, Europe's second longest waterway. A spokesman for the country's rescue agency says the pH level of the sludge has been reduced to the point where the slurry is unlikely to cause any further environmental damage, but European Union officials are closely monitoring the situation downstream. The sludge is being blamed for four deaths and more than 150 injuries. North Korea's gymnasts have been suspended from competing in the World Championships that start next week. Dwali Saikau-Tao reports the age of one of the team members had been falsified.
Gymnast Hong Soo-jung reportedly used different birth dates when she competed at the Athens Olympics 6 years ago and in the World's Competition 3 years ago. For the World's Competition, her birth date is March 9, 1989, but the Federation's documents show she has used the year 1985 and 1986 in previous competitions. North Korea can appeal this ruling within 5 days. The last time North Korea was banned from the Worlds was 17 years ago, when a gymnast was found to be the same age 3 years in a row. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikau-Tao in Seoul.
The Justice Department is investigating reports that some of the nation's top mortgage lenders have been foreclosing on homes and evicting families using flawed documents and court papers. Some key members of Congress have been demanding such a probe. At least three major banks have halted eviction proceedings while they look into the problem. On Wall Street, stock prices are now mixed. The Dow Industrials are down 9 points at 10,960, but the Nasdaq Composite Index is up 8 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.